Crazy, Memoir of a Mom Gone Mad by Cherise Jewell. Prologue, The Feast. Dinner's ready, I announce excitedly to no one in particular. I look down into the pot as I call out, and this amplifies my voice, although it doesn't need it. I'm usually soft-spoken, but over the past few days, I've developed the ability to project loudly without even trying. It's only one of many newly discovered talents, like culinary skills that are all coming together from years of knowledge combined with previously hidden natural abilities. Out of the blue, it seems that I have an instinctive ability to blend flavors and to time each step perfectly. The resulting meals could be served in gourmet restaurants. I don't usually cook on a Friday night, but this weekend is Mother's Day, and I'm in the mood to celebrate. I don't know exactly why I have so much energy and enthusiasm when I've hardly been sleeping lately, but I'm just going to enjoy it. Eric and the children always make Mother's Day special for me, so this dinner tonight is my way of preemptively expressing my gratitude. I've spent hours in the kitchen, tapping into my creativity and the joy of cooking. I can't wait to enjoy my family's praise. I hear Susie clamber up the stairs from the basement playroom with Alex close behind her. At ages 4 and 10, they have boundless energy, but they don't always come right away when they're called. As they burst into the kitchen, my excitement grows. They're hungry, and they are in for a treat. This might be the best meal I've ever made. "What's for dinner, Mommy?" they ask. "It's a surprise," I say, with a big smile, as I stir the pot one more time. It's full of bright colors, which please my eyes, but the aroma makes my nose think something is missing. It smells delicious, but there is something I could add to make it just that much better. One more thing to give it that extra oomph. "Rosemary," I say to Susie, snapping my fingers. "What, Mommy?" she asks, eyebrows up and slight confusion in her voice. "This dish needs rosemary," I say, grabbing a twig hanging from the stove's fan hood with one hand and the nearby kitchen scissors with the other. I start snipping away above the pot. "Good thing we dried this out earlier, hey, Suze?" She nods in agreement. My daughter loves doing just about anything with me, which I think is mainly because she's the youngest of three and the only girl. But I've been so focused on my writing and art lately that I haven't had a lot of time to play with her, and when we do play, I'm usually too irritable from lack of sleep. When I suggested that we dry out some of the herbs from our indoor garden this morning, her eyes lit up. She beamed with pride to be trusted with the adult scissors, captivated by how I attached each branch to the fan hood with only a magnet and a binder clip, and explained the properties and flavors of each plant from our garden. Properties and flavors that I never realized I knew. She was in awe of me. I was in awe of myself. My kids love it when I have new ideas. They're often amazed. Lately, I've had endless ideas, so they've been in a constant state of amazement. Because of me. Because I'm amazing. I've never felt better. This will be my 11th Mother's Day, and I finally got this motherhood thing down.